kind of green, or they change color? What?
Well, they got two or three kinds. They got a spring frog, and then they got a toad frog, and then they got a another kind of frog. I can't remember the name.
Kind that lives in water and gets to be pretty big. What do you call him?
Bull.
Does the spring frog make a kind of chirping noise? He kind of sings like?
Well, he hollers a lot when the water's falling.
Uh-huh. And how do you go fishing? What do you use for bait mostly?
People with fish, I don't fish much. They use what we call eel worms.
Eel worms?
Get out of the ground.
Just dig them up? And,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And some use crickets.
And if they ever use something that's bigger than a cricket and jumps around, called a...
Yes, fellow with fishes too. I can't think of the name of
it. Uh-huh. Do you know what they call the little red worms that are very fast? Worms about so long. They wiggle.
Would it come out of the ground?
Well, yes, or you can find them under under planks or under a cement block there.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what they call them.
Mm-hmm.
You got one they call a wiggle.
That's probably what these red ones are.
Yes,
that's about so long.
Yeah.
And the bug that flies around at night and sends off light, turns the light off.
Lightning bug.
Uh-huh. And the bug that's about this long, and he's got two wings on either side. He darts around, he flies and hovers and darts and goes like that.
I don't get what to call him.
They say he eats mosquitoes. I don't know whether he...
Yeah.
And a bug that, an insect that builds a nest under the eave of your house.
They call that bird, one of them they call a house bird. And the old mocking bird to do it, the old jay bird to do it.
Mm-hmm. And a bug that's, that builds a nest out of dirt, what do you call him?
Call him, dirt double, yeah.
Is that it? Do they sting?
Yes, they do sting.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't bad about stinging the wolves. Yeah.
Not as bad.
Yeah.
Everybody calls nuts that ripen underground peanuts today, but what did they used to call them when you were a boy?
Well, they called them peanuts then, but they said it was old-fashioned peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
Call them old runner.
They ever call them pinders then?
Yes, they call them pinders.
Mm-hmm. If a boy looks similar to his father in appearance, that is, if the father's got big ears and the boy's got big ears, you say that boy, what, his father?
Yeah.
And if the father has a bad temper and the boy has a bad temper, you say that little fellow is took after him. Uh-huh. If a city person comes to the country, what do the country people call him behind his back? Suppose somebody from Atlanta came to Colquitt and kind of put on airs and walked around, you know?
What would call him a city guy.
City guy? Uh-huh. And if a country person goes to town, say to Donaldsonville or Thomasville, what do they call him? Where they used to?
They used to call him a countryman.
Countryman.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard this word, country hoojer?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Am I pronouncing it right?
I've heard him say country hoojer.
Uh-huh. And how do you normally, how do you usually refer to a member of your own race in the old days?